My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, this is a little bit of a lengthy sound clip from Kyle Shanahan on the TK show. And TK will join us in a little bit. But we want you to hear the whole thing because it really did inspire this conversation. And for me, it is the reason that 49er football is where it is right now. We're sitting here. There is equal amounts of excitement for the season, but anxiety about contracts. It's what the whole offseason's been about. You got Brandon Ayuk. You got Trent Williams. You got Christian McCaffrey. Got all these things going on. And there's a lot of ego, and there's a lot of money, and there's a lot of I want mine, and there's a lot of that's fair. That's fair. Like, you're all really good. So you got all these players on the team. And what do you do about it? And what we're asking today is, does this regime get credit for that? Like, look at your roster. Or are you like, dude, you haven't won a Super Bowl yet? Look at your roster. So it's very rare that a head coach will talk about point spreads. But it came up in this answer when TK asked him, hey, a lot of people want you to address offensive line, particularly in the draft. And you didn't. So why? And how do you go about assessing that position? And listen to where the answer goes.
I've heard the narrative that, you know, that we're ignoring the O-line stuff and everything. And if we felt the O-lineman was the best pick there, there's no doubt that's who we'd take. But there's some O-linemen there at the end of the first round that you feel they have just as good of a chance as a guy at the end of the second round. One's a higher prospect and might have a higher ceiling, but I'm too concerned about the ceiling. I want to know if he's going to be a starting left tackle, a starting left guard, whatever, a starting NFL player. And if you are a starting NFL lineman, I think we can have a good team with you. Now, if we have a bunch of starting NFL linemen, there's no one who can score points, we're not going to have that good of an offense. It's weird to me that, you know, I've never been on a team that was favored to win every game the whole year before the season started. And we've been that 2 years in a row. So what that tells me is people think we got a really good roster. Well, if we were drafting only O linemen, we wouldn't have as good of a roster. And one of the biggest things that drives me crazy throughout my whole career is being at places that just draft O-linemen in the first and second round because no one can really talk about whether they're big busts or not. Because you can be in a top 10 pick at O-line and be very average, and you'll play for your 5 years, and it won't look like a bust. Do that at a different position. You got to move on. You got to move into backup. And that doesn't always look good. We don't really think in that way. We don't have a philosophy to avoid O-linemen. We just don't have a philosophy that says we're always going to build inside out because you got to establish that for the run game. And look at our run game everywhere. Look at our run game in Washington. I mean, we drafted Trent Williams. We had the fourth pick in the draft, and we thought he was worth it. We took him. Our left guard was cut from Denver. Our center was a practice squad player. Our right guard was a free agent that we got from Baltimore, and our right tackle we got off the street. And then our running back was a sixth-round pick. We rushed for more yards than the Hogs ever did, or John Riggins, and all those big-time Hall of Fame people. And that's, I hear you. I would love all those people. Like, we want O-linemen, don't get me wrong. But you don't just get to pick whoever you want. And that's why I always go back to, and we have been favored in every game for 2 years in a row. Our roster's damn good. I wish also it looked like we'd invest all the same in O-line. And then I feel like people wanted to ask that question. But I bet we wouldn't be favored in 20 or 34 straight games in a row.
That's a phenomenal answer.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal answer, and I know that
it's some, multi-pointed, too.
It's multi-pointed, and I know some people will say that it's Kyle being arrogant again, and I would argue, And
well, and he like, did it based on his history.
He's right.
He had Alfred Morris as a sixth-round pick, and he, you know, rushed for more yards than the Hogs ever did and stuff, and, you know, they liked Trent Williams, and so they used the fourth pick, and they got him, but everyone else, and he's going through it, street free agent, fifth round pick, found this guy, got that guy, and you know what, it worked because, and what he doesn't say in that is, it works because my system works, and I don't need high-priced offensive linemen. I need guys who can run my system, and even a running back who's a sixth rounder. Yeah. I don't need to have the best running back in football, although they have him now, but the system can work based on him.
I mean, it does feel like at least seven times a year, Kyle needs to look at a member of the media and go, you do know that I know what I'm doing, right?
Exactly.
Like, right? You do, right? You know that I know what I'm doing, right? And there are still, I feel, and again, maybe this is my rabbit ears in Twitter and sports radio, but I still think there are a lot of people out there who don't buy that. Oh, you got all the way to the Super Bowl and you didn't tell your team the overtime rules? Idiot. You didn't run the ball? Idiot. Jimmy G? Idiot. Like, you do know that Kyle knows what he's doing, right?
I do think that notion is a little bit more of what you talk about, the echo chamber of the fans. I think that people who know football, people who cover football, cover this team, they understand that you don't get to this point without him. And if, you know, the overtime thing, was that a mistake? Sure.
Sure.
Was that the mistake that cost him the game? I don't think so.
Probably not. But even right. If it is, like knowing what you're doing does not mean you're perfect.
Exactly.
That's not what it means. Who the hell does that? I don't
who
know.
Who the hell is perfect?
Nobody. Right. Obviously. So
even Robbie Ray last night was, I mean, close. But
that was a funny first inning.
I mean, right?
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Like I look at this and I listen to Kyle say a couple of things in there and let's spotlight a couple of them. One of them I think is brilliant. Okay, you wanted me to draft an offensive lineman. If we had drafted an offensive lineman, do you think that now you like our roster better? What if we were like, wait until you see our tackles? Just wait. Oh, and wait until you see our guards.
Mm.
Oh, they're big, they're round, and they're mad.
They can block.
Like, who's doing that? Who's doing that? The reason that we think that the team is so sparkly is because Christian McCaffrey is on the team and Deebo Samuel's on the team and George Kittle's on the team and Brandon Ayuk is on the team. By the way, Brandon Ayuk is still on the team and Fred Warner's on the team and Nick Bosa's on the team. And yes, you now have a quarterback that you believe you can trust. You have a play caller that you largely like. Again, they're not going to go 17-0. But if they're granted pretty nice health, go win most of their ball games. You know, I know we've referenced this so many times this week. I hope it's not getting annoying. But there was a line in the receiver doc where Deebo, they'd crushed Philly, and Deebo had his three touchdowns, and the cameras follow him home. He's back home now, and it's probably Monday or Tuesday, and Debo's on the couch with his girlfriend and his son. His son is the cutest thing you ever seen in your life. And so little man is crawling around on Debo's lap and his girl is talking to him about they're watching the film of the game against Philly. And she's just kind of wowing it like, man, you guys, this, that, and this was incredible. And she was like, if you guys keep winning, and then there was a dot, dot, dot. And he kind of interrupted her and he was like, oh, we're going to keep winning. There was not, it was not like,
no, if.
Well, if, yeah. You know, yeah, yeah. Like we got to this. No, no, no. All they have to do is be healthy and they're going to win 2/3 of their games, period. Period.
And they'll be a playoff team. And then
absolutely.
You get to January and then, you know, you decide.
You get what you
at
get.
At that point, yeah, you get what you get. And if you have a bye, you have a greater chance to, you know, advance and do big things like they did last year. And so that's really what you're looking for. And I can't help but look at, you know, the last 5 years of Kyle as a regular season coach. It was 13, 6, 10, 13, and 12 wins in the regular year, which means that's 4 playoff berths. And the one where you didn't get there, you had the injury to Jimmy G and you had no real fallback plan. And now it feels like you might have that if something happened to Brock. You got Josh Dobbs and he could probably win some games. But if your QB's healthy, you can go out there and you can be a winning team with this roster.
Quick aside, this is way too early thing.
Oh, no. I saw it today.
I'm down on Dobbs. Oh. I know, like, it's so early, so it's a stupid thing to say. But I am not into what I've been seeing and hearing from Josh Dobbs. I'm just not into it.
And that's where Larry Kruger talking about Tanner Mordecai raises my eyebrow even more, because I'm with you on Dobbs. Today he looked a little shaky, and Allen didn't look great either.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, that's probably the smart thinking is that maybe Dobbs and Allen are battling for number two, and maybe Mordecai is going to be number three either way. And maybe Mordecai will end up being number two. Gee, has a number three quarterback ever had a relevant sort of outcome in the year? Can't think of it.
Yeah, but not here.
Anyway, I don't dig what I saw. And part of this is even going back to last year. I know Dobbs had that little moment in Arizona where it was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then he got to Minnesota and they're like, yeah, with Cousins gone, you're our guy for the rest of the year. And about 3 weeks in, boy, the air flew out of the balloon.
Totally.
I'm not in on Josh Dobbs. It's a backup, so whatever. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What I watched yesterday did not make me change my mind at all.
And me, same thing today.
Yeah.
Didn't really pop off the page.
I thought also a really interesting part of that comment, because I've never heard a coach say this before. He's sort of low-key accused front offices of using top half of the first round, or even just any first round capital, on offensive linemen because it's safe. If you draft a QB or a wide receiver in round one and it doesn't work, it is a colossal disaster. Hello, Jamarcus Russell and Henry Ruggs. How we doing? It is an absolute explosion of problem, and you can see it everywhere.
Oh, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, and you have to wear it. You have to wear it. But an offensive lineman can sort of hide, like, oh, McGlinchey wasn't the 10th best player in the draft. But he can, you know, hang out for 5 years and play. That's fine. He's usable. And so he's saying that front offices do that a lot because they know they won't have to wear it.
Right, and fans won't scrutinize it because fans don't know.
They're not watching.
And McGlinchey, honestly, as the 9th overall pick, that was a good pick for what they needed at that time. You had Joe Staley getting close to retirement. You needed a tackle. You drafted a tackle, and he played a lot of games for you, and he played winning football for you.
He was fine.
He was good.
He was
good. He was better than fine. He was good.
He was good at some things.
He was not so good that you wanted to give him a second contract.
Yeah, he was good at some things. He was not great at others.
Right, but you got to that point where it was second contract time and he didn't get it because he wasn't, you know, so good that you had to keep him.
And now he's, overpaid in Denver, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And good for him.
Right. and nobody had to like really apologize for that with the 49ers. There have been some people that took a shot here or there on the Mike McGlinchey pick, but nobody really had to wear that one.
No, of course.
So that's interesting. And the 49ers, meantime, if you do look at, first-round capital, I think that for a while now, this team has been labeled as a group that does really well in the draft once the third round comes around, but not so great in the first round. And I wonder, is that truly fair? Like, I get it. I know the Solomon Thomas and the Reuben Foster and the,
right.
You know, like, we can do all of those things. Javon Kinlaw.
McGlinchey.
Bosa. Ayuk.
Kinlaw. Lance.
And Lance.
Pearsall. That's it. That's your first round picks. Like, from Lance to Pearsall, you had nothing, obviously, because you traded them.
Go give me the list again in order. These are Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch first round picks.
Reuben and Solomon.
Those are
Reuben Foster, Solomon Thomas.
Thumbs down, thumbs down.
Mike McGlinchey.
Thumb medium.
I would go thumbs up.
Okay.
I mean, I think you got 5 years worth of like 4 or 5 years of good, solid right tackle play.
I mean, out of the first round, I want someone who I want to keep for a second contract.
Okay, so that would be thumb sideways.
But I mean, he wasn't an awful player.
Right?
Yeah.
Bosa.
Obviously, thumb up.
Ayuk.
Thumb up.
Kinlaw.
Thumb down.
Trey Lance.
Thumb down.
There you go. End of list.
All right.
Spadoni put this out earlier, and I didn't realize it. The only first-round pick Shanahan and Lynch have made that they have signed to a second contract so far is Bosa.
It's Nick Bosa. Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I mean, Ayuk is in the middle of the window.
Yeah, and you would think that he would get a second contract, but it's not yet.
Yeah.
It's exactly Steiny noise.
Well,
it's not done yet.
I just look at this, and I'm going to fully admit, sort of, and this is our world. This is our world. This is certainly our industry. Our opinions evolve. You know, if you'd asked me this 2 months ago, and we did, you know, like Brandon Ayuk, my God. You said they're not a Super Bowl contender without him. And I'm like, well, he's going to play. He has to play. But I was all in on, come on, $28.5 million, $29 million, whatever. It's Brandon Ayuk.
Pay him.
He's phenomenal. And you say these things and just by nature. Like, I don't have their cap in front of me. I don't know exactly, like, who's leaving if he stays. I don't have that in front of me. I still don't. I think I got a little bit of a better idea now. Also, at certain points of this conversation, at exit interviews, we did not know that the 49ers were going to draft Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing, who I thought was also intriguing out there yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know about today.
Look,
I don't know what
today.
You saw.
Yeah.
Another tiny little guy running around out there.
Right.
Little man, you know? But, like, this evolves. And I am no less a fan of Ayuk today as I was 3 or 4 months ago, but I think have a better understanding now of the full situation. And I've sort of arrived at a camp where I'm like, if I'm the Niners, I'm probably going to actually try to just play this out. I don't want to sign anybody right now. Trent, but I mean wide receivers.
Right.
I want the information. That's what I'm signing to a 1 year contract.
Information.
We have signed information
totally
to a 1 year deal. And I want to know in February who's healthy, who played well, which rookies look like they popped, who had a good attitude through what was clearly a difficult situation. I want to know.
There you go.
I want to know all of that.
The attitude, I think, is a big one.
And then we'll figure it out.
Exactly. And let's see how the year goes, and we'll see who does what and who acts in a certain way. And if you're Brandon Ayuk, you know that you come in making 14.1, and you're playing for your future, not only here, but maybe elsewhere as well.
And you have to have the stomach for that. And not everybody does. Not everybody does. And I freely admit that. This is gonna be hard on Brandon. This is gonna be hard on Brandon. I know there's a bunch of you out there, oh boo hoo, $14.1 million. And he signed it. You signed it. So you gotta do and you're right. That is fair. And Brandon's only recourse is to go try to play even better. But my concern is actually wrapped up in that idea. Brandon has to play well, and Brandon doesn't play well unless someone else throws him the ball. So high possibility. You know when Smokey is over there on the side of the road? Fire danger is high today.
Right.
Yeah. Sideline incident danger is high. Because when Brandon's open and Brock doesn't see him, that's what I want to see how he handles.
Only you can prevent sideline fires.
That's right. Exactly right.
Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.